This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with one of this season's finalists on American Idol, Jax from New Jersey. Now, what does each state have more than any other? Your state is number one for what? Well, it would be interesting to find out, right? Stately has compiled this map and list of what each state has more of per capita than any other. Some are good, some are bad, but they're all unique to that specific state. In Arizona, you are number one for UFO sightings. California, you're number one for people who brag on social media. For Colorado, you're number one in unvaccinated children. Florida is number one for shark attacks. That makes sense. Georgia is number one, believe it or not, for panda bears. Hawaii is known for people who identify as LGBT. Illinois, people who tip well. That's what you're known for. Indiana, you're known for your apathetic voters. In Kansas, pornography page views is number one. Louisiana, people in prison. Maryland, millionaires and Democrats. Massachusetts, liberals, and Michigan, engineers. Minnesota is number one when it comes to turkeys. Mississippi has the most conservatives. Missouri, meth lab incidents. Nevada, Facebook users. New Jersey, people who don't get divorced. And New York, lawyers. North Carolina, number one for snake bites. And Ohio is number one for potty mouths. A recent study found that Ohio residents swear the most. Oregon is number one for selling cigarettes to children. Pennsylvania, number one for listening to holiday music. According to AccuRadio, Pennsylvania streamed more hours of holiday music per capita than any other state. Meanwhile, neighboring New Jersey proved to be the most bah humbug of the bunch by streaming the least. Tennessee is number one for mega churches, 67 in fact, which comes out as the most per capita of any state. In Texas, they are known for their pet tigers, believe it or not. With an estimated 10,000 to 20,000 pet tigers in the state of Texas, they have more per capita than any other U.S. state. Not only that, but there are more tigers in Texas than exist in the wild. And Wisconsin is number one for whooping cough. Wisconsin is also tops for black men incarcerated, 13%, binge drinking, and leukemia, unfortunately. And for what it's worth, Leonardo DiCaprio's representative is shooting down a Rihanna dating rumor, saying the actor is single. When asked about the Leo DiCaprio-Rihanna dating rumors, a rep for DiCaprio told the Los Angeles Times that the actor, quote, is single and has been for some time, end quote, adding that he's been focused shooting Oscar winner director Alejandro Iñárritu's adventure drama, The Revenant, in Canada for months. Still, sources told E! That the two had been seen kissing, touching, and dancing with each other at a private birthday bash. Rumors first surfaced about a possible romance between the two back in December of last year. Since then, there have been numerous sightings placing both of them at the same clubs and events over the last several months. Most Americans favor raising the legal age to buy cigarettes to 21. A survey found that more than 70% of adults supported or strongly supported raising the tobacco purchasing age from 18 to 21, including 57% of current smokers. And among smokers, those who had started between ages 18 and 20 were most likely to support increasing the smoking age. One of this season's finalists on Fox's American Idol is 18-year-old Jax of New Jersey. My pick to win the whole thing this season.
It's been absolutely crazy. There's literally never a dull moment here, and it's so surreal. It's just an ongoing dream.
Now, as you're speaking, you're in California or what?
I'm actually in Detroit right now.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I packed for California, didn't really think about Detroit. I'm freezing. I'm literally wearing a tank top and a skirt, and I'm in this, like, -6 degrees.
Well, now, you're from Jersey. You should be prepared, but you thought you were going to California, right?
Yeah, everyone here is all shocked by it, especially the L.A. people, and there's a couple of kids in the South here, so it's like everybody's all, like, freaked out by the cold. I love it so much. It reminds me of home so much. I don't like one season all year round. I need a lot of change because I have, like, super musical, all kinds of ADD. So I'm really happy that it's cold here. I love it. Keeps me on my toes.
Yeah, you know, I feel the same way about the four seasons, you know, in New York, where just as you're getting, you know, absolutely tired of winter, along comes spring, and then, you know, you move through the summer, then it gets hot, and you wished it was cold, and that's the way it should be in the Northeast, right?
Exactly. It's so beautiful.
what plans do you have for Thursday night's performance? Do you know yet what you're going to do, and can you reveal it, or is that a secret?
I do know what I'm going to do if I make it to Thursday's performance, and I cannot tell you because that's top secret information. You're going to have to find out when you watch the show. Fine, we're all terrified. We all love each other. It's such a family here. It's like anybody leaving would be like a huge chunk ripped out of our hearts. So we're all preparing for it mentally.
Yeah, it's such an interesting dynamic because everybody gets in knowing that they eliminate people all the time. That's the whole point of the competition.
Yeah.
And yet you still can't get over the fact that someone's leaving. It's a very interesting thing to watch.
Yeah, you know, this is actually kind of our first real elimination situation because we've been out here together for a while. And it's really intimate. And what I always say is that, you know, it's one thing to have really close friends, and it's another thing to have really close musical friends. And we all have this musical bond where we could probably sit in a room all day without talking, but still fall in love with each other and know what we're thinking because it's just that kind of connection, you know? And it's going to be really heartbreaking. I'm planning on keeping these friends forever. You don't even understand.
And, of course, most heartbreaking would be if something happened to your ambitions here. So what do we do to make sure that doesn't happen? I know the voting is over for this week, right?
Yeah, the voting's over for the last episode. Hopefully I'll get through the next round. And pretty much all you do is love the music and try to vote if you can. There's only so much I could do. I'm just going to kind of sing my heart out and hope for the best.
Yeah, now you don't get any indication from the producers or the other contestants how they think they did in terms of public support and everything. Is it hard to gauge?
No, we don't get any feedback. And here's the thing. Some people here really like to read the comments and get the feedback from the public, which is cool. I personally have completely blocked myself out from it because I'm in a really neutral place here, and I feel like working with the best producers and the best musicians and the best coaches on the entire planet, like, it doesn't get better than this. That's enough. That's enough advice and validation for me here because I trust everyone here so much. And I don't think it's okay for me to get wrapped up in it because I know myself and I'll drive myself insane. I think that all the feedback has been pretty beautiful and positive, really reassuring. Surprisingly, I expected a lot worse, to be honest. I'm really paranoid about that kind of stuff. But so far, everyone's been crazy supportive, like my town and the fans on Twitter. It actually doesn't feel like they're fans. They've literally become a family. They call themselves Jack Pack, which is it's really surreal. It's craziness. I love them all. My parents both grew up in Brooklyn. My mom's a New York City school teacher still, and my dad was a Brooklyn firefighter.
Oh yeah, I know. I mean, I know the backstory, and they've been with you. Well, yeah, they've been. Well, I'm friends with them on Facebook, and I know that you know, one of the things that endears you to me is how close you are to your parents and how much you're sharing this journey with them and how appreciative you are. And that, as a dad, I mean, that just hits me in the heart.
I mean, besides the fact that they're actually my three family members, they're literally my best friends ever. And I'm actually getting choked up right now. It's a really emotional experience here. But yeah, they're my best friends ever. They're my biggest fans. Besides that, it's really hard because not everybody gets this kind of support, and I'm aware of that. And it's such a beautiful, incredible thing that they're always there. They're always there for me to come home, you know? And that's really reassuring to carry with you on the journey since it's so stressful and scary here. I know that they're just a phone call away. And that they've always been that way. They've always driven me anywhere I need to be. My career was always the first priority because they know that they're pushing something big and major, something that's going to be kind of, if you look at the bigger picture, it's going to change lives. Music has that capacity to change lives, and they're really on board with it, and it's really incredible. I love it so much.
Now, you're just 18?
Yeah.
Wow. When's your birthday? Is it coming up? You're going to be 19, obviously, this year.
Yeah, in May.
You know what I like, too? And I thought, for a while, I thought it was a permanent tattoo, but I love that little cross by your left eye on your upper cheek there.
X is up. It's my little Jack Sparrow X I have for the last
time. Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
I actually got a tattoo of an X on my ear, and my mom was really annoyed with that. So everybody was like, is it a tattoo on your face? And I'm like, no, my mom would kill me. But I got one on my ear, and I'm still alive today, so that's always good.
Well, it's funny because I saw a picture of you without it on, and I said, oh, wait a second. What happened to her little notation there? And what do you call that?
That's right now, I hate her.
is that an X? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's an X.
For Jax?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And I also like the fact that you go by Jax, because nobody is known by that name, so it's kind of open, you know, season for an entertainer.
Yeah, and everyone's like, was that your stage name and all kinds of stuff, and I'm like, really? It's pretty much just my nickname. People have called me every day. My family calls me that. And yeah, pretty much it's, for me, it's like, what you see is what you get. And I think that's a huge part of the art here. And trust me, the top 24, I've never seen an episode of American Idol where it's like this season. I mean, it's like you're all artists here, but pretty much it's like I want them to see what I actually am. And I want to wear my heart on my sleeve in my performance, and I hope Americans can really get that, because I really want them to relate to me.
Your voice is fantastic. Your presentation is always different. You're a real standout artist. And, you know, I pick you to win the whole thing. And, you know, I don't want to be disappointed. I want you to do your best. So, Jax, good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you, dude. That's awesome.
All right. All the best to you, kiddo. And keep up those interesting song choices. And be yourself, and you'll be fine.
Thank you. I'll try. I'll let you guys down.
All right, Jax. All the best.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And with Jax from American Idol, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. America
Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute. Price on oil and the price on gas is falling, taking with it preposterously high MSRP on one item no motorcycle or cage can do without. Check the latest prices on this can't ride without item. Pleasant surprise today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Cheap oil and gas, dragging down the cost of televisions, washers, dryers, dishes, flatware, men's suits, even toys. One item which isn't more expensive is riding rubber. A year ago, a chopper rear tire at retail would run me $280. This year, the same rubber is marked down to under $200. Cheap gas is bringing rubber to a new price point. You may be in for a pleasant surprise if you shop around for your next set. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This defenseman led Team Canada to an Olympic gold medal in 2002. He was the 2004 Defenseman of the Year and the MVP of the 2007 Stanley Cup playoffs.
Niedermeyer, he can fly. Niedermeyer, we share the trailer. Niedermeyer just missed. Niedermeyer scores!
So, where is Scott Niedermeyer now? Scott's first team, the New Jersey Devils, retired his number 27 jersey in 2011. His coaching career began when the Anaheim Ducks hired him in 2013 as an assistant coach. Scott has shown concern for global warming and strongly supports the green environment movement, even going as far as driving a hybrid.
The Prius that I have driven the last couple years here has been fun. And obviously with the price of gas as well, it's kind of easier to go to the pump and you don't feel as bad filling up.
Scott Niedermeyer, making the world a better place, 1 mile at a time. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.